For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Kentucky has the highest rate of children being raised in kinship care situations in the nation. Kinship care means a child is being taken care of by a relative other than a parent. Most of those relatives are over the age of 50, and many of them struggle with their health and live on fixed incomes. In the first part of a two-part series, Lisa Autry takes us to a Kentucky school district that's helping kinship families get through the new normal.
Some 96,000 children in Kentucky are not living in the place they call home. They're being cared for by kinship providers who are relatives or close family friends, known as fictive kin.
How was your day, Jazzy?
Good.
School was school. Did you have a good day, Bella?
Yeah.
Nearly a year ago, Camille Wells of Henderson took in her two nieces, ages 11 and 13.
Their mom contacted me and let me know that they were homeless. And she didn't have anywhere to go with the kids. So I asked her to bring the kids to me, and they can stay with me until she got a place and got on her feet.
Camille and her husband have four biological children, ages 1, 4, 17, and 19.
Our house, our car, everything was built for the family size we had, you know, and for a long time we had a sedan that seated five, and that's what we had, and it was two trips everywhere, you know, and things like that, and just making time for everyone and making sure that, you know, my nieces were treated just like my children.
This labor of love is on display at homes throughout Kentucky, where 6% of children are being cared for by relatives. While some have lost parents to death, a majority of the children have parents incarcerated. Noticing a rise in the number of kinship families, Melissa Walker helped start a support group this school year for grandparents and other relative caregivers in Henderson County.
Seeing them struggle and seeing them succeed and seeing the commitment that they have really was kind of the drive behind the passion to want to bring them together.
Walker is the family resource coordinator at East Heights Elementary School in Henderson. Each month, she gathers a dozen or so families for a meal and fellowship.
I love you, and I'm so glad you're here.
Are you hungry? Hey, Mom.
Hey.
How are you doing? How's your job going?
The support group lets kinship families share their struggles and teaches them where to find assistance with food, clothing, and other essentials. Christine Mays took in her 6- and 8-year-old grandsons, whose parents had a history of unemployment, domestic violence, and drug use. May says a lot has changed since she raised her children.
Technology, definitely. You have your, you know, YouTube and Netflix and tablets and iPhones and iPads and all that stuff. You know, school is a lot different as far as, you know, homework.
Annette Shirley is raising two grandchildren, a great niece, and a non-relative child. She's benefited from the support group's discussions on internet safety.
The people can go on at social media and look you up, find out where you live at, and it's just really scary, because I tell my grandkids about this social media stuff, and it's Snapchat and all that stuff. They can find you on there, too.
Annette's husband, John, enjoys talking to other older adults who can relate to the challenges of kinship care.
Sometimes you feel like you're in a world all by yourself, and getting the emotional support reinforces the fact that you're not all by yourself.
While support groups like this help provide for the physical and emotional needs of kinship parents, financial support can be harder to obtain.
It's very frustrating because they step up before the state steps in, and then they feel like they're penalized.
That's coming up tomorrow in part 2 of this series. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.